is Bloomberg Surveillance.
iConus is in the first year of a global expansion. That the recession started in 14 in China with a corruption campaign. Policy response was last year, negative interest rates and devaluations. And the growth is today as seen in auto and housing, both in the United States and in China.
Russia has its own problems, and they're very severe. But I don't think this is going to be one of them, the Panama Papers.
My concern is if you don't have enough nominal growth in the world, you're not going to get the returns you need to meet your liability stream.
Bloomberg Surveillance, your link to the world of economics, finance, and investment on Bloomberg Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Michael McKee and Tom Keene, Bloomberg Surveillance. We talked residential real estate earlier. In this hour, one of our most popular guests, John Levy, will join us, and we'll look at commercial real estate. And he has a really interesting message on commercial real estate. We'll do that here in a few moments. Forex front and center today with massively, I use that word carefully, massively strong yen. Not what it was at 538 this morning, but still a wow statistic on dollar yen. Right now, the Forex Brief brought to you by Interactive Brokers, winner of FX Week's 2015 award for the best retail Forex trading platform. Visit IB at IBKR.com/Forex. 108.33 on yen. We got down to a 102. Stronger yen. A little bit more going on Forex. A euro, we had a 114 print. Right now, 113.74. Michael McKee, within this Forex report, what is the likelihood that the government will intervene on the Japanese yen?
You know, a lot of people are debating that in the currency markets because several of the officials at the Ministry of Finance have suggested, quote unquote, we're watching levels of the yen and we'll take appropriate measures, which is their code in the past for we will intervene. But the Prime Minister came out yesterday and said we will not intervene. So what does that mean? Mm-hmm. What did that tell you?
We are, you know, we have our failures here. And I think Mike will agree with me that we don't do enough on commercial real estate.
I was in Salt Lake City, you know, over the weekend. We talked about that. And that was, somebody said that to me. They said, you know, we want to hear more about commercial real estate.
Yeah. Well, John Levy helps us with this. John B. Levy and Company, with terrific perspective. John, I have never seen such a cautious note from you. We are building multifamily like we haven't in 42 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's right. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Mike. Right now, it's kind of interesting. We have some 550,000 units across the country under construction, the most since 1974. So this is, and just to kind of put it in, right in your backyard, some 50,000 units in New York, some 45,000 between Houston and Dallas. So multifamily has been the darling of the business, for the last 5 or 6 years. And when you have something that's on a run like that, people really run to build more of it, and they are building more. 16,000 in the DC suburbs. These are a lot of units. So yeah, we've been priced to perfection.
We were talking with, Jonathan Miller a short time ago, and he noted that, one of the big, residential projects for people who use them as safe deposit boxes in New York has been put on hold for a year. Are we approaching a saturation point around the country?
Well, I think where we are is, Mike, I don't know whether we're taking a breather, whether we've hit the pause button, whether it's time out, but it's very definite. You can see that we have really, really flattened. For example, apartment values were up, last year 12%. Last couple months were up 2%. And we're actually looking at some areas where we think rents are starting to soften. Miami, no surprise there. They've added 14,000 units. The D.C. suburbs, they've added 16,000 units. My guess is in your town, you've always had such a tight market that maybe the market gets a little looser, but loose is really an overstatement. But it's going to be much harder to finance multifamily or anything for that matter, because the biggest provider of capital to commercial real estates are the commercial banks. And they're now coming in the crosshairs of the federal regulators. So I do think we're at an inflection point. We've had 5 or 6 years of really good growth, and it is time for a pause.
We are seeing signs that housing, in the housing starts, multifamily as a percentage of the total starting to fall. in the last couple of months. And I was just pointing out to Tom the Dodge Momentum Index.
Yes.
Out just a few moments ago, and it's lower, down 7% in March. So it's not just multifamily housing, but it looks like commercial real estate construction in general is taking a pause.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I kind of go back and look at the federal regulators memo, and that's the memo from the joint OCC, FDIC, and Fed. And what they basically said at the end of the year was, we're going to, quote, reinforce prudent risk management practices. Now, there's not a single banker in the country that wants to hear that. But the regulators have said, you're in the crosshairs. We've noted an easing of lending standards. And by the way, we provide 40% of commercial real estate capital. So it's going to be harder to get a loan.
Is the difference now, and I'm looking at a developer in Atlanta putting up 40 stories of something, that this time around, quote-unquote, commercial real estate is really apartment real estate, that they're not building acres of office square footage? Is that true?
Tom, I think that we've certainly had more activity in multifamily than in any other sector. And the reason is because we went through a time period where we didn't build any in, 08 and 09 and 10. We've got the young millennials who want a place to live. They still don't want to buy houses. So there's been more action there. The other thing that's kind of interesting is that we're continuing to have a real push from the GSEs, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, into only multifamily. Let me just put a number on that, which is kind of interesting. So if you look at all the insurers in the country and all the money they put into all of the various property types, apartments, industrial, it doesn't really matter. You take that number, and then you look and compare that to the money that's going into multifamily from Freddie and Fannie. Freddie and Fannie are putting 50% more money into multifamily than the entire insurance industry is putting into all property types. So if you say, is it going up, Tom, that's it.
The summary here
from
John Levy
is
a basic idea that the government's still in the commercial real estate business.
Oh, well, they're in one sector of the commercial real estate. They're in multifamily.
But
they're
told me that's the boom sector.
Oh, absolutely.
And we see it in New York. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
What's the shift now between, I'm speaking as an amateur, between Class A and Class B commercial real estate? You know, we had meetings 30 years ago where strip malls, oh, we don't talk about those. They're no good.
Yeah.
Is there a new Class A than in the other cycles?
As far as fancy
properties. Have we redefined what a fancy property is, or is it all the same?
No, I don't think we've redefined it all that much. I mean, we've had quite a bit of gentrification, so that office buildings, which are downtown in major cities, have now become either apartments or condos. And those are actually pretty fancy. And in the old days, they would have been Class B or Class C office buildings. But if you look at a Class A office now, it's still a Class A office, although there is quite a move to people that want exposed beams and the kind of things that will attract the millennials.
Do we have a shortage of office space anywhere?
No, I don't see that. In fact, if you looked at the pricing data that just came out, CBD offices are actually down some 5%. There's still plenty of room in the suburbs in most parts. Now, there are exceptions to that. So, for example, if you're in Silicon Valley, if you're in Portland, anything that, Denver, there are areas where high technology is just continuing to drive the ship. So we haven't built much retail, as you know. We've certainly built some industrial, but not nearly as much retail as you might have thought. And I think that's actually starting to come back, interestingly.
1 minute left. What's the big money doing? What are sovereign wealth funds doing? They're cashing in. They've got a changed oil dynamic. Are they still plowing money into the United States of commercial real estate?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are, because if you look at most of the big funds, with the multi funds, they've actually got a waiting list to get in. So the sovereign funds and others who are foreigners are still thinking, this is a really good place to invest, despite our thoughts that maybe we are taking a breather.
John, thank you so much. Never enough time. John Levy with us as we look at commercial real estate, John B. Levy Company. And, they just, Mike, it's always interesting. The buildings are all around us in New York. Maybe that's our problem, John.
You don't look. Yeah. You look, but you don't see.
Biggest right here behind us. That thing is a monster. And nobody's in it yet.
No. That's what John Miller was talking about.
John Miller and John Levy, that's very good. A lot of real estate today on surveillance. Again, 108.36. That is a 1.43 points strengthening of the Japanese yen versus the dollar. Amazing how the trade-weighted yen looks a little bit different from dollar yen this morning. Futures, a negative 10.
All right, let's check in now with Michael Barr. Get the latest world and national headlines.
Mike, Tom, thank you very much. Belgian prosecutors are asking for the public's help in trying to find the so-called man in hat suspect at the Brussels airport suicide bombings. Belgian federal prosecutor Eric van der Spijt says authorities are asking for anyone who might have filmed or photographed the man during the March 22nd attacks to help. The photo shows the suspect leaving the airport on foot, walking into a nearby town, and then into Brussels. President Obama will make his case today on why Senate Republicans should move forward on the nomination of Judge Merrick Garland for the U.S. Supreme Court. The president will speak at the University of Chicago Law School today. Round one of the Masters Golf Tournament begins today, and you can hear it here live this afternoon on Bloomberg Radio. Global news 24 hours a day, powered by our 2,400 journalists and more than 150 news bureaus from around the world. I'm Michael Barr. Mike, Tom?
Michael, thanks so much. Futures negative 10. Dow futures negative 83, 19 minutes away from a market opening. Again, the story today, German yields lower and the yen stronger. This is Bloomberg Surveillance.
Market Driver is brought to you by NYCB. Ask about their My Community Interest Checking with free NYCB online and mobile banking. Earn more, get more. Visit nycbfamily.com.